Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Troye Sivan's drag debut, what a psychic revealed to Millie Bobby Brown, Taylor Lautner caught performing a ritualistic seance, and we rank all the ways to communicate laughter. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Boo.
Ow! Oh my god. Oh shit! Oh my god! What? Why would you do that?
Did you?
I pooped a little.
Did you make a Grumple Stiltskin in your...
I made a mess. I made an absolute scary mess.
Well, you are a methy, methy boy.
Did you say methy?
Methy.
Now, who was doing meth? Well, let's actually not start with that.
No.
Who was messy?
No, I have something to say.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready for it?
Never been. Ew, was that like, was that a reference? Unafraid of reference?
No.
Okay, it'd make me scream even more.
Well,
go.
Listen, since you asked, I didn't sleep very well last night.
Oh my god, what's wrong? Here's what you need to do. You need to start your circadian rhythm.
I have it. Feel the rhythm.
You need to be going outside at the start of the day, take in the sun so that your body knows, okay, let me know the day cycle so that I know when to wind down.
Baby, some of us get up before the sun.
Oh,
I was up before the sun this morning and most mornings because it's getting dark early.
Well, that's on you for not getting a good night's rest then. What was the major malfunction?
Well, so there I was sleeping and in... at like 2 a.m, I heard this loudest crash, bang, boom.
Okay.
And I was scared.
Well.
So I was like, well, I guess I gotta get out of bed and go investigate that.
Okay. Was it something in your home?
Yes.
What?
So I walk all the way around my apartment. I'm searching. I'm looking. I'm like, the fuck? What the fuck? Where would that bang come from?
Okay.
I can't find nothing. So then I'm like, okay, well, I might as well pee while I'm up. And I go in my bathroom, and my biggest, like, framed art thing in my bathroom had fallen from the wall. And just a loud crash in the
bang,
bathroom.
Bang, crash, the lightning flashed, and well, that's another story, never mind anyway. Well,
and I'm just glad. I mean, the glass in it didn't break somehow, but it was a very loud boom in the night.
Hmm. What is the piece of art about? Maybe a spirit was trying to communicate with you via the subject matter.
Now, I don't know the exact quote off the top of my head, but it says something along the lines of...
I can't stop watching YouTubers.
and it's in gold foil.
Oh, shit. Is it signed by Zoella?
Yes. And no, it says...
It's a sign.
It says something like, no whining, complaining, arguing. It's like only warm, fuzzy
feelings. I know exactly the this poster. Because you used to have it in the bathroom when we lived together.
No, not in the bathroom. I didn't own this when we lived together.
You had something like that in the bathroom. Or maybe I'm just thinking of a different location.
Well, in the bathroom when we lived together, I had that painting of the whale, which I still have, but it's...
Oh, you're right. But oh, it's not this hung. Painting... Or, I mean, this poster with all those words on it it's in your bathroom now.
Yeah, it used to be in my bedroom when we lived together, I think. Anyway, gotcha. Once some grinder trick came over, and when he was leaving, he was all... That sign in your bathroom is a little toxic positivity.
Well, maybe he's not wrong. Isn't it like no? I think it says something. It's like no frowning.
No whining, no complaining, only warm, fuzzy feelings. I'm like, honey.
Was he wrong?
I was like, if you've got something to vent about, this is a safe space in my home.
Okay, sure. Well, I think a spirit was trying to talk to you about that. And well, I think a spirit said, you need to allow yourself to feel your feelings instead of pushing them away and saying, no, we don't do that feeling. No, baby, you're human. You are fully capable of every emotion, and you should honor that.
Well, what I was going to say was, so this is not the first time this has happened. I had a hanging plant in my bedroom, and it also did a leap of faith at, like, 2 in the morning and scared the shit out of me. And so, like, I was just gone. I was just out of town for 4 nights. And so, like, why did that not happen while I was gone for 4 nights? Why did it happen at 2 in the morning on the night that I was back?
Spirits are using their energy in a... they're not trying to waste their energy while you're gone. They build up that vibe for when you're here. Hello?
I was just like... I was just not in the mood for it.
Well... You can ignore the spirits if you want.
I'm going to have to sage as soon as this is done.
You could go to a psychic and tell the psychic that this poster got pushed down by something, at least gravity.
Did you just have the perfect segue into my next talking point?
No, I had the perfect segue into my next talking
point.
No,
you better not even.
Did you hear?
No!
Maleficent Bobby.
Bobbeth Browneth.
Maleficent it's, Bobby no. Bon Jovi Brown.
It's Mildred Bonneth.
Mildred?
Bonneth Joveth Browneth.
Yes. She found out some huge news.
I'm furious that you had this on your list.
Well, why wouldn't it be on my list? I have a Google alert for any time Maleficent Bobbeth Browneth Bon Joveth hits the news, and she's been hitting it hard this week.
Well, baby, I'll let you have this one, but let me tell you, this interview she did with Glamour was ripe for the picking, because there is another line in that article that I...
Well, give us the hits. First of all, tell us what she found out from a psychic.
Okay, well, Millie Bobby Brown, credits. She's Glamour's Woman of the Year, for those of you who don't know.
And does Glamour know any other women?
And in this interview...
Based on what? Hold on. Based on what?
Oh wait,
I'm not trying to disrespect the young lady.
Okay, hold on.
The woman. How old is she at this age?
Okay, hold on. Glamour has. I read it wrong. It's Women of the Year. And Glamour has a few of them. Angela Bassett, Rebecca Gompert, Jennifer Hudson.
I thought you were gonna say Rebecca Glasscock of the cock destroyers? Rebecca Glasscock? Was she in season 1 of Drag Race?
Jennifer Hudson, Shannon Watts, Haim, Aurora James, Chloe Kim, and more, including Millith Bobbeth Browneth.
I think a good drag name would be And More, and you could always be at the end of the lineup.
So in the... So in the sit-down interview with The Glamour, Millie Bobby Brown says she credits her feminist awakening to a visit to a psychic who informed her that she was, in fact, a feminist.
Well, you heard it here first. You know what? By any means necessary, must we build the coalition of feminists? And if that includes psychics doing the work of informing the people who can't come to the conclusion on their own, then so be it.
In this interview, she also said, she's trying to be like, you know how they're all like celebrities, they're just like us.
Well, yes. Is she?
She says, you know, I'm somebody who wakes up, drinks a kombucha, and pets my donkey, you know?
I've been gagged. I've been gagged. I wasn't ready. Thank you. You know what, Corey? I have to say thank you for your journalistic integrity to take the time to scour the interview for the highlights, because that left me gooped. I thought she didn't have it in her.
No.
This is almost performance art. This is almost a level of Onion article 30 Rock writing of a celebrity that we have yet to achieve in our everyday lives. And I find it to be charming. She's playing. I don't know if she's playing, but in my head, there is play happening. I am witnessing play, you know?
I'm trying to Google her donkey. I'm trying to Google it.
You better turn on incognito mode, baby. All right.
Well, she has a dog sanctuary. Maybe she's doing
a donkey or a dog?
Dog.
Okay, she's living my dream.
She really is. Do you ever have a kombucha in the morning and then pet your donkey?
If all of that is code, yes. If all of that means something else, every morning.
When's the last time you pet a donkey?
Literally? Physically?
Well, are you mentally petting one now?
Well, I don't know if I've ever really pet a donkey. Certainly I have. I have access to them.
Dude.
The Jackson County Fair certainly had a donkey or two.
Dude. So I was out of town. What? I was out of town this weekend, like I said. And I went for a walk with my friend around their neighborhood, and one of their neighbors owned 3 goats. And so we went up to the fence because it was all, they had a list taped to the fence of food you could feed the goats, because apparently lots of people in the neighborhood want to do that. Have you ever seen a goat's eye?
If you have to ask and I can't remember the eye, then you're making me feel like I missed something. Like, is there something different about a goat's eye?
Baby. A fucking, what? Yeah, Google it. A goat's eye, its pupil is like a rectangle of black.
Hold on. Goat.
Goats have eyes and they're
Are you making me Google Goatsy?
No.
You remember Goatsy?
No.
G-O-A-T-S-E?
Goatier?
No, not Whoa, I just Googled goat eye. What is going on here? Wouldst thou love to live deliciously?
No, look at those. It's like they have a fucking eye, and then
it's like the iris itself is squinting.
Is it iris or pupil? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't like it. I was like just looking at the goats and looking at taking it all in, and then I accidentally made eye contact with one, and I think that's probably what haunted my house last night.
I don't like it. Now I'm on the goat eye image search page. So it's like there's at least 40 goat eyes looking me in the eye right now. One of them's blue. That's beautiful.
Why are they like that?
I don't know. I'm sure we can get to the bottom of it.
I don't.
People also ask, what is unique about goat eyes? A broad line of sight aided by wide rectangular shaped pupils allows them to see danger approaching from their peripheral vision. Their eyes also have a remarkable ability to rotate in the head to maintain parallelism with the ground. Okay. They've been making these eyes for centuries.
So, and they thought that was the best they could come up with?
They're goats. Okay, what do you want from them?
I would like to not get forced into eye contact with a goat.
You live a life where you don't have to. You live a life where you could really avoid a goat for the rest of your life if you wanted to.
I think I'm...
That's called privilege.
I think goat eyes are new fear unlocked for me, so...
Goaty eyes?
Just Google with caution, fam.
Fam? Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, I have a question.
What?
To the Halloween time.
Okay.
Do you like, you know the fruit-flavored Tootsie Rolls?
Hell yeah, those are so fucking good.
Yeah, they come in like orange and like lime and vanilla.
Blue.
The blue
and
is
vanilla.
Hell yeah, so fucking good, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was stoned with my friends this weekend and I was like, I would just kill for fruit Tootsie Rolls right now. And they all said they're disgusting. So I ordered a one.
Oh, so I ordered. Okay. It's okay that some people don't understand good things. It's okay.
Babe, I ordered a 1 pound bag on Amazon Prime so it could arrive the next day. And you know what I did?
You ate them.
I took one of the oranges and one of the vanillas and I twisted it together like a fucking creamsicle. Oh,
you're a monster.
I am fucking Willy Wonka in this bitch, honey.
Oh. Well, somebody has to be. Flip it and reverse it.
Do I have enough whimsy?
I don't know. Hey, speaking of whimsy, have you seen the videos of people at the movie theaters seeing?
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
they're giving Midsommar and dancing in circles and performing chants and spells, rituals really for the redacted eras tour.
It's as if all of them went to psychics and were told they were feminists.
if only, please. Well, I saw the most shocking video of them all at that of any screening clip that I have seen. Taylor Lautner was at one of them, and he was in the front of the entire theater doing flips.
No.
Yes. Yes. Flash camera, flash on him. Him doing flips and then dancing and girls screaming. I thought, this is end times. this something's off in the universe. Karmically, we are off kilter, is what it feels like.
We're spinning on a wobble.
Wobble to wobble. Wobble to wobble is what my first gut reaction was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you saw the movie in theaters on opening night, did you get down in this dance circle?
I didn't catch it. No, I didn't catch it. Did you?
No, I was out of town all weekend.
That doesn't mean, you know, if there's anybody that would see a movie while out of town, I would imagine it's you.
Oh, yeah. I would have loved to see a movie while I was out of town.
Yeah, well, It's not necessarily on my list. I wish everyone a delightful time. I have to say, there needs to be... when I saw Moana, you could have the option of sing-along version in the movie theater or not.
Yeah.
And if you go to the sing-along version, you would know that there will be children, toddlers, singing. And so I find maybe concert movies need to have a similar situation, because if I were to go to a movie screening of a concert experience,
we saw Katy Perry's Part of Me.
Were people in the area above the front row?
It was you, me, and one old man.
Well, were any of us three in the front doing circles? Corey, were you? Speak now.
Yes.
Well, during Pearl.
We were singing Ring Around the Rosie, Pocket Full of Posy, Ashes to Ashes.
I mean, I gotta give it to Taylor Swift's team, who have turned the fandom that was already like a pretty like engaged fandom. Over the last 5-6 years, they have turned the fandom into maybe the closest America has seen to like K-pop stand-em vibes. For better or for worse, they have really developed a sense of normalcy for that level of hysteria, which, you know, that... God bless. If that were happening for Gaga, I would be happy. So good for everyone involved, I think. And most of all, good for capitalism or something.
Excuse me. I always go down and do a circle dance when Gaga's Zyrtec commercial.
Hey,
What is she pushing? Zyrtec?
Zyrtec.
No.
What is Zyrtec?
No.
Is it?
Just Allegra?
No, Gaga medicine. Let me Google Gaga medicine.
Ozempic?
Nurtec.
Oh, I was not far off.
Nurtec ODT.
What does ODT stand for?
Oh, don't try. Me to my migraine. You better not. I think... I missed my chance to do these types of shenanigans when I saw the Glee tour in concert. I went to a showing.
There was a Glee tour concert? A movie or a concert?
Sorry, Glee concert tour movie. Now I'm just saying words. it was a movie of the Glee concert tour.
But a movie.
A movie, and I went to it.
In the theater?
But nope.
They had that in the theater?
Hell yeah, mama. Hell yeah, mama. What do you mean? Of course. They had a theatrical release.
If you were quizzing me on Glee trivia, I would have not gotten that answer correctly.
Well, first of all, it's Glivia.
Okay.
Glivia ODP. ODT. 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 ODT.
Oh, yes. Dang, Tyler.
Hey, don't try.
Speaking of initials.
Uh-huh.
I noticed something about you this last week.
MTO.
In a text.
Okay.
Sometimes you reply LMAO.
Yes.
What's that about?
That's when I'm laughing my ass off. Quite simply. What do you mean? What's the issue?
Do you send it a lot? I just saw it and I just saw it and was shocked.
What do you mean? I often am saying LMAO.
I saw you reply in a group text LMAO and I was floored.
LMAO.
I thought LMAO.
Well, what would you say if you found humor in something and you wanted to communicate that? What would you say?
Baby, LOL. They're getting a tap back, haha.
Okay, well that's even lower. So, it's not like I'm saying LOL.
Do you have variations of it? Like, do you use one that means you actually laughed out loud?
If I, the highest level of.
Yeah, what's your biggest text reply, laughed or compliment?
You know what? This is a great ranking, tier ranking that I could do. There's ha, period. There's LOL. There's LOL all caps. There's LMAO. There's LMAO all caps. There's LMAO. The highest level that something can get from me is L space M space A space O.
Wow.
And it all is all caps. Or LMAO all caps, but with a keyboard smash attached to the very end of it. Damn. That to me is like, oh, damn, you really hit my funny spot.
You tickled my funny bone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to do the ranking, don't forget ja, 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 ja.
Well, of course. Of course. What is the lowest something can get?
Is a ha.
Is ha.
I don't think I would even. I think I've moved. I think I'm beyond ha. I don't think someone's getting a ha. I think. I think my lowest insult of a ha ha is the tap back.
Okay.
My biggest compliment of an LOL is an LLOL.
The first literal.
L is literal. Yeah, that's my. If you're in the know, if you're in my friend group, if you text me, you know you really got me if it's the double LOL.
Yeah. No, I think that used to be how I would communicate it, but I think the top version is all caps LMAO with a keyboard smash
attached. That's a lot of
no
work
spaces.
While you're laughing.
But right underneath is all caps with spaces LMAO.
Damn.
Underneath that is
a skull.
LMAO with a skull. Yeah, actually. Or yeah, just a skull would be good. That's positive.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good to know. I can't wait for your Friday stream ranking.
Okay. I'll give it to you. Good.
Give it to me every week, baby.
Oh, yes.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, you know what? Did you see any clips from the new Madonna tour?
I only saw the one clip side by side of her doing the Burger King commercial.
Oh, I have no clue what you're even talking about.
Wasn't that song Tell Me the country one?
Okay.
It was very much a Burger King commercial when that song came out, I believe.
I wasn't there for that. I'm just a young person.
Okay, too good for the Burger King.
You know what? I just said this last night. Burger King is trying to talk to me. Burger King is targeting me with their ads in so many different ways. And now that I just said it out loud, like all of my devices were like, what did you say? So I'm about to get like tenfold. But I find that I am getting nonstop Burger King ads. They're really trying to talk to me. I've had enough. I'm not going.
Okay. You don't have to go.
Though I will say I used to love a rodeo burger.
What was that, like three onion rings on top and barbecue sauce?
It really was. Yes.
Okay.
Yippee-yay-yay, if you will. It was around the time of, you know, Will Smith.
Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West and things of such matters.
My cousin and I spent an entire summer learning all the lyrics to Wild Wild West.
Busy times in Parma.
Yeah.
Speaking of Will Smith.
Oh, God. Okay, here's what I have to say.
Here's what I have
I'm
to say.
I'm going to jump the gun, honey.
It's done. We're done. Jada Smith, Will Smith, muted. The new redacted. They're out. It's over. We've heard enough. Everything we've ever learned is against our will. And honestly, Corey, we have participated in the dissemination of information. And we need to come clean and hold ourselves responsible for what we've done participating.
No. Here's what I have to say. I, as you know, I was gone over the weekend and I came back yesterday.
You know what? Hold on.
Corey
keeps, real quick, shut the fuck up. Corey keeps reminding us that, as we know, he's been gone. Did we know? From the start, you've never told us that you were gone this weekend. You've just asserted that, as we've previously heard.
Okay.
If you are out there, did you know?
Yes, the people who play Pokemon Go with me know, because I was sending them gifts from Seattle, where I was, as they know.
I've been finding that you haven't been opening my gifts.
Oh, I always open your gifts.
So I've been finding that we're still not lucky friends.
So as you know, I was in Seattle over the weekend, so I came back last night to a bunch of people on Twitter complaining about Jada Pinkett Smith. First of all, get a real problem. You can mute Jada Pinkett Smith on Twitter. You know what I can't mute? That Kevin James meme on TikTok. Get a real problem.
You know what? There needs to be, you're right on that. There needs to be some, I don't know what the word encryption means, but it feels like they need to find some type of encryption-based muting, of imagery.
Yes.
And you say, I don't want to see this, anything that Google image search would come back and say, this is a matching image. No, it needs to be able to cut out of the system.
Listen,
if we can mute words, we can mute pictures. Let's go.
Listen, honey, I know. Listen, everyone's making their own content. Some people like certain things. If I could mute all slide posts on TikTok, I would.
Oh, I like a slide post.
No.
I follow a lot of surprising facts you would be interested to know, slide posts.
Well, I'm sure I'm going to get one of those later tonight since you brought it up. But no, I don't want to see Kevin James slouch and shrugging his shoulders. I don't want to see
I don't even understand how that's still on your timeline. That was at least 2 weeks ago, and since then we've seen that he's supported the Republican pro-life movie, and everyone was like, never mind, we're done with that one.
Well, tell the people.
The people? No.
Because you can mute Jada Pinkett Smith on Twitter, but I can't clean up my TikTok fast enough.
I am curious how there's still a slow drip happening of Will and Jada news about their... They've been separated for 7 years, and there's still more content to squeeze out of that, of the entire everything about them, like that we're still getting in their autobiographies or their memoirs or whatever. I'm like, ooh, girl. Speaking of memoirs, so Britney Spears' memoir is coming, you know, and who did it say it is going to be reading it?
I saw that, too.
Am I making it up, Michelle Williams?
No, that's right.
Okay, which Michelle Williams?
Guess you'll have to listen and find out.
Well, so Britney is doing the intro or the prologue or the, you know, I don't know, like, this is a story about a girl named Lucky type of vibe.
Oh my God.
And then Michelle Williams is reading the rest. But I saw this morning that reportedly, which is, this is not even...
So
there's
fake,
zero
fake
backing
news.
Up of anything about this, but there's something delicious about the thought of it, so I thought you would enjoy. Justin Timberlake is feeling nervous about the impending Britney Spears
Why? Memoirs. What did he do?
Well, what didn't he do?
Can't stop the feeling.
Well. Hey, did you watch the Troy music video for One of Your Girls?
No. As you know, okay. I was out of town.
Oh, it's okay. Well, I think you should watch it. I found it to be, it was a gag. The girls were gagging and the gag was girling.
I saw clips and I think that's all I needed to see because I listened to the album and I don't really like that song for that music video. It's just, he's just like whisper talking. Girl, sing.
Well, oh my God.
Okay, wait. Also, look at you.
I will say this: if I had heard the song without the video, I think I would, because you know I am not interested ever in a slow song.
But
a music video usually is able to give me at least some of the fantasy of the experience. And so if I had heard the song before I saw the video with it attached, I probably would feel the same way. But I thought the video was an absolute serve. I thought this bitch, he is feeling his fantasy, and he said to me, it is giving somebody who said, I am allowed to play in whatever,
he doesn't even have a donkey,
world I want. If I want to be a main pop girly, I can, if I want to give you Jessica Simpson 2001 music video or something, I can. That was what it was feeling like, and I thought, good for her.
Did you read any of the press about the album?
No. What do you mean? Like reviews or something?
No, just like any of the interviews he's done with like major outlets.
I probably got, you know, pop craved, but like I don't know if I got the gist of it in the same way I heard that Millie Bobby Brown is a feminist from a psychic. I didn't read the interview, but I got the headline. What?
I was reading the one with Entertainment Weekly and they were asking him about the album cover. And he said, damn, it would be so badass to smile on the album cover.
Well,
is smiling badass?
Well, take a look at me and you decide.
Is it? I'm like, what world are we living in? Man, it's so badass to smile.
Well, you know what? I think it speaks to the shame we all feel for feeling joy and
is that
thinking
it?
That we don't deserve to feel that joy. There's something beautiful about unadulterated joy.
Oh, I'm going to spend my day being a badass and just smiling.
You better.
Like the badass I am.
You better. Maybe badass means something different down under.
I guess I'm just glad I didn't have to read, like, you know how every artist is just like, this is my most personal album yet. So I
love it. I love it when an artist says that. But I don't remember who it was, but somebody very recently said, this is my least personal album yet. And I thought you just flipped my entire world upside down. Thank you. I forget who it was, but maybe it was a BB Rexha or something of the sort.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I saw all the queer outlets posted clips of him in drag, so I saw the video. I saw it.
Well, I saw a lot of drag queens making very strong statements saying, well, or at least having conversation about, well, this isn't drag, this is cross-dressing. You're not doing, that's not drag. The whole premise of the song and video is like, I'll cross-dress to, like, appeal to the male gaze, but it's not about, like, performing a drag performance.
Do we know
which was a whole conversation happening on the internet.
Do we know who did the makeup?
I don't, but I did see somebody say, oh, look at Sugar and Spice's little sister, Salt. I thought, oh, my God. Incredible. I mean, she was kind of, she was fierce, Mama Slay, don't you find?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the boots.
Yes.
I found it. I found that.
Great.
Okay. Anyway.
Anything else you got to say today?
Oh, not really. Wait, I think that that touches everything.
Do you think a good pop girly album title would be Slayotic?
No, I don't. I saw some, okay, you know how people can like glue big posters onto the wall in a city?
Yeah, me in my bathroom now that the frame fell down.
Yeah, well, I saw somebody's like, how they do the same poster over and over in a, on a scaffolding. Somebody did that with their, like, my new album, Love, Sex, Future Sounds. I wanted to be like,
that's
hold on.
That's a Justin Timberlake album, isn't it?
They took, yes, and they took the four words, the four random words Justin Timberlake did and just rearranged them. And I thought, oh, he really said, I will be getting the SEO. I will be tapping in. I will be claiming the clicks.
Are you sure they didn't just glue the posters down wrong?
No, it was a, it was, yeah, I had to think about it. No, it was a normal, it was deliberate. I thought, okay, mom.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Did you stream?
Stream?
The album.
No, but no, I hate that. I still have on this screen Lady Gaga saluting, and it says Lady Gaga's migraine story. When I tried Nurtec ODT for the first time, I'll never forget wishing I had found it sooner. Individual results may vary, and it's her saluting.
I thought you were going to say you still had goat eyes up, and I was going to say close it, baby.
Well, what's the difference? Nurtec, goat eyes may vary. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me smiling.
Oh, just badass.
Being a badass smiler all day. Where about
you? Better, mom. You better, mama.
Where about you?
You can find me doing backflips front row center at the Eras World Tour at AMC. I'm going to be up at the front and I'm going to be convulsing. And doing rituals, seances, seance. Hey, Beyonce at the premiere. I thought, come on, cross promo. I would put $1 million down that Taylor will be at the premiere of the Beyonce concert.
Now she's gotta.
AMC experience.
Now she's gotta.
Well, yes. And good for them.
All right.
Capitalism won again. Okay, bye.